Time now for the Balustrader with head coach Bill Belichick. And Bill, we talked about the Dolphins' ability to win close games, and they've done it in different ways, including with their special teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a very explosive team. But in this game, Bob, the Jets have just taken the lead here 23-20 with about 6 minutes to go in the game. They kick off to Kenyon Drake. And Drake, the rookie, comes out of here and does an excellent job of, you know, splitting the coverage, running through a couple arm tackles. And he's got the speed here to go the distance. And really is the game-winning play for him. So big part of the win against the Jets there is that kickoff return.
That's the first game against the Jets. Now let's fast forward to the second matchup.
Well, the big play here was Akins on the block punt. And they do a good job not only in the return game but also pressuring punts and field goals. So here it's Wilds for the Jets is a little bit late into the protection. Akins gets a good jump on the ball, comes off the corner, makes the block, scoop and score. It's a very explosive team. They can score in the return game. They can block kicks. They cover kicks well. They've got good specialists, good field goal kicker. They do a good job all the way around.
We saw Drake run one back. Now here's Jakeem Grant.
Right. So Grant's the rookie. They've got three good returners between Drake, Grant, and, of course, Jarvis Landry if they want to use him. But, you know, Grant, number 19, had a real good year for him in preseason. And then you can see how explosive he is on this play. He's got the speed to get outside. Does a good job here of cutting back, staying on his feet, breaking a couple tackles. Very good open field runner. So our kick coverage and just our overall ability to limit the Dolphins on explosive plays in the kicking game will be key for us Sunday.
Got to stop the run, too.
Absolutely. And this was the big breakout game for Ajayi, 153 yards in the second half against the Steelers. Here's a big one on the zone play. So Steelers get caught in a stunt here. Miami comes with a stretch play. Ajayi hits it. Free safety's got a shot at him here. Can't make the play. Ajayi breaks a tackle and goes the distance. He's had a great last 10 games. Really only had 114 yards in the first five games. The last 10, he's just been explosive for, he's got over 1,200 yards now.
And he's a guy, there's no hesitation with him.
No, he's a downhill runner with good power and good speed. Breaks a lot of arm tackles, runs through cut tackles, things like that. He's tough.
This is the overtime run that lifted the Dolphins to the win.
Right, so here they are against Buffalo last week after Franks' long field goal to tie the game up. Back there on their own 15-yard line, run the call flash play here with the tight end coming back to the weak side. Jai takes it, kind of sees a little space there. Goes 53 yards, and this sets up the winning field goal. So good vision, strong, fast, tough runner. And this guy's got a lot of production in the second half of the games. Over 100 yards in both Buffalo games, 153 yards against Pittsburgh. So he gets better as the game goes along.
In his case, a lot of yards after contact with the receivers, a lot of yards after the catch.
Absolutely. They're a very explosive team when they got the ball in their hands. This is Parker in the Buffalo game last week, coming on a little, under route. It's only third and four or five, whatever it is, and that's about what he's going to get, 4 or 5 yards there. But makes the catch, splits two guys, and then outruns the rest of the team for a 50-yard touchdown. Parker had a big day against us in the first game. We got to do a good job on him and on Jarvis Landry. Landry, most productive receiver in the history of the league over 3 years, 279 catches. Again, here he is taking a little slant pattern. Looks like a nothing play that's going to gain, 5-6 yards, breaks a couple tackles. Turns it into a 65-yard touchdown. These guys can really hit the home run. We got to do a good job defensively of playing with good leverage, good tackling, and they're all threats. The receivers, the backs, they're all tough.
A good look and plenty of looks at why the Dolphins have won 9 of the last 10. Coach, all the best. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Bill Belichick with us. More of All Access right after this.